Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP.
What's the Kiki challenge?
It's the newest, JP, the newest challenge that is sweeping the internet. It might be dangerous, depending how and where you do it. I'll explain to you what it is next, but it does have to do with a song from Drake, and then the challenge happens
Drake,
while
the rap,
song and its lyrics are
the
happening.
The rap guy,
yes.
Drake?
Yes.
Great.
I'll tell you about it next, 102.3
awesome.
WBAB. Roger, JP.
Awesome.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. So the Kiki Challenge is the newest thing on the web, and it could be dangerous. And that what happens is, it's based around the song In My Feelings. It's sometimes called the In My Feelings Challenge. That's a song from Drake. And what happens is people are driving their car.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe are in a parking lot or something, and they drive it slow enough so that they can take off their seatbelt, open the door, and while the car is rolling, get out of the car and dance to the lyrics of the song while the door is open and the car is slowly moving, with the video on showing them doing
okay.
This in about, say, the doorway is the frame of the picture.
So clearly.
And then they get back in the car.
So clearly I'm rooting for the car.
Yeah. Well, there's
Are we talking about this? Because people have already started getting run over by their own cars? Because that would be great.
I haven't seen a run over one, but there's a lot of Kiki Challenge fails that are out there. One I saw, this guy was doing it, and he ran flat into a pole. I mean, he couldn't hit the pole harder, which was quite entertaining.
I want him to get run over. And I want him, I want the back of the car to run over their legs, in the meaty part of the thigh, where the rehab is longer, because you deserve that.
Yeah.
For being stupid.
People have done it, trying to get out of their car. They just fall and never even get to the Kiki Challenge. As they get out of the car, they fall, land on the ground, and the car just keeps rolling.
So somebody's got to be sitting shotgun. You're telling
or they
me,
just set up their phone to take the video and, frame it right. That's all. But, yes, usually, I guess so.
So, first they're not paying attention to their driving because they're trying to set up a video shot while driving.
Right.
Then they're not paying attention to their driving because they're getting out of the car while the engine is rolling and it's in drive.
Yeah.
Or at least neutral.
One woman got out of her car, and somehow the car was far enough away from her that somebody reached in and stole her purse and took off.
Good. Good.
Another shows a guy being hit by a car while he dances.
Being hit by another car?
Yeah.
I'm in. All of it.
And it's all because this guy, Shiggy, the Shiggy Show, he showed everybody how to do the dance, and it has caught on from him doing it he didn't get hit by a car, nothing. He did the dance great, and now everybody else is following. Even Russell Wilson, the quarterback from the NFL, him and his wife, Sierra, they were on their, honeymoon in Cape Town, South Africa, and they got out of the car, but the car was stopped, and they went and they did it on the lawn, and, she did the dance, and he, sat in the back, and it was cool.
So she was Gladys Knight, and he was the Pip?
You could say that.
Odell Beckham Jr. did it, too.
And it's around the world.
You know how I feel about Odell Beckham Jr. If he does something stupid and gets himself hurt, goodbye. We've won Super Bowls without you, fella. I ain't worried about it.
So here's the lyrics.
Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. It was a dance to this part.
So that's pretty much just that part there. The Are You Riding? And the Shiggy Show guy is doing a steering wheel motion, and that's what kind of started the people doing
Brett, you
it
gotta,
in the car.
You gotta want these people to get run over just as much as I do.
I've seen it. There's one that's real, and there's one that a girl got hit, which looks
really
real, but supposedly it's fake.
But are you rooting against them? You are rooting against the people, right? How do you
It's
not?
Annoying. I mean, it's filling up. It's been filling up my Facebook feed for a month.
What's more entertaining, watching the video of this being a success or watching the video of them falling underneath their own car?
That's good. It started off with some hot girls doing the dance, which was nice. And then you're like, all right, it's nice. And then, that's the same.
In other countries, they're fining people $1,000. In India, United Arab Emirates, Spain, they're fining people who are getting out of their car, they're moving cars, $1,000 fines. Not bad. The most entertaining one I saw was on Twitter, @dogs but also dogs. It's a dog actually going along with a door open next to the car. It's pretty funny.
The most funny one to me.
Like, that's right. Shut it down. The kinky challenge is over because the dog did it. It was pretty.
The
good.
Most fun would be if I saw one that ended in an amputation. Then we have fun.
Well, you can just search them. There's plenty of videos out there of people attempting to do it. Roger and JP on BAB. If you're just waking up, we're just talking about, maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, something called the Kiki Challenge, where people are driving the car real slow. They open the door, they get out of their car, and it keeps rolling, and they dance to this song and do the little hand motions. It's maybe 5 to 10 seconds, but they do the hand while the car is rolling. And there's Kiki Challenge fail videos all over the place, people running into poles and tripping as they get out of the car, tripping in potholes. Good morning, B.A.B. You know about this. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
I got to admit it, though. 20 years ago, when I first got my license, me and my friends used to jump out of the car and walk next to it, too. We used to call it the president. We'd march next to the car as if we were the Secret Service. We had four of us doing it.
Oh, and there was nobody in the car?
No one in the car. We closed the doors, even. We said it looked trashy if we didn't close the car. So we closed the doors and marched next to it like we were the Secret Service.
That's awesome.
One time we got dressed up and did it on DPA. We were trying to impress the chicks. So,
is awesome.
Swing one for the millennials or if it's a rehashing.
Yeah, you're one of the originators. Awesome.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah. And that guy and his friends may have started it on Deer Park Avenue a long time ago, trying to impress a girl. How many things start with that?
I wish I would have seen him. I would have hit him.
But they called it the president.
Broadside them.
And now it's the Kiki Challenge.
Fantastic.
Mr. Trump loves it.
Or shot at him from a rooftop on a Wendy's or something.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. We were just talking about, if you're tuning in, the Kiki Challenge, which is the newest thing on the internet, where it seems harmless enough, but has a lot of potential for people to get hurt, and there have been videos of people failing all over the place. They get out of the car while the car is rolling very slowly, and they let it go driverless while the video takes a picture of them dancing in the open doorway. Sometimes they run into poles, sometimes trip, so sometimes the car keeps going. Good morning, BAB. Oh, East End Jeremy, listening on 95.3 FM on the east end of the island. What's going on, buddy?
Screw the Kiki challenge. I got a North Sea challenge, okay? So what you do is you wait for it to rain, and then you hang onto the bumper of your boy's Chevy pickup truck, and you put your feet on the road, and he goes down the road at 30 miles an hour while you're drinking a beer and shooting pheasants out the side of the truck, all right? That's a challenge.
So you sketch on a wet road.
Yeah, sketch on a wet road with your sneakers while drinking beer, holding onto a bumper of an 85 Chevy Silverado.
I thought I saw that. It was called the redneck challenge, no?
It's similar, yeah. But, I mean, dude, I'm going to make a video today of the Kiki Challenge, and I'm just going to have my boy step out of the car. He's going to start dancing, and I'm just going to punch it and leave his ass.
I want you, yeah.
That's good.
I want somebody either embarrassed or hurt, and then you got my attention.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just put it in reverse. Just run him over with the door.
There you go. That'd be great. Yeah. That would be great. Just take him out with the car door. I'm in.
Funny. I'll look forward to that from East End Jeremy.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that'd be great. All right. If all of a sudden that car started going backwards and the door just clips him. That'd be great.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
That would make me so happy.
Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
I got to raise my bar for happiness, though, clearly.
So, I think so. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It seems that many people have seen many of the videos of the Kiki Challenge. We'll see if East End Jeremy does his own. Ted, it doesn't seem like something maybe that you would do, a Kiki Challenge video?
No,
would
I mean...
Maybe next to the BAB rock van as it rolls through a parking lot?
Maybe
that would be amazing.
You know,
as the van then rolls into traffic on Sunrise Highway.
It turns out nothing happens to Ted, but the van ends up in the road.
Right. Literally goes.
Burst into flames.
The van literally ends up perpendicular on the service road of Sunrise Highway.
Maybe that's what we do with like the oldest van. If it's about to go out in service, maybe we just let it roll. Not into traffic, but let it roll and light it on fire.
Now you got my attention.
Right?
Yeah. See, that's the kind
of
stuff I
watch. Ted can do the last
Kiki
challenge in the door as the thing burns.
Can you please not dance all hip hoppy on me?
No, you don't like that?
No, I don't like that. You look like the Scarecrow. It's weird. It's very weird. Yeah. The only thing you're missing is gang signs. Please.
Kiki Challenge.
There's only so much I can handle.
I'm getting a whole bunch of the fail videos on the BAB Facebook page.
Are you? Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah, if you want to have the joy of watching people not do the Kiki Challenge well,
I just.
There's a lot of them. It'll be on 102.3 WBAB on Facebook.
What does it say about my pathetic life that I get off so much on watching other people fail?
Well, you can't wait for Brett to put that post up.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.